10-8 DMH, mobile.
The road again, WDADX mobile.
Never ends.
Yeah, at least it's going to be an easier day. It's not easy, but easier.
I was about to say, don't say the word.
On the road again, that's going to be the call sign for today.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Oh, yep. It's Friday. That's all I can say. Friday, and 5 o'clock can't come soon enough.
Yep. Well, this is one of the few times that you can go all the way through the construction and not wait 35 minutes to go a mile and a half.
Hey, good morning, Drake.
Morning, Mr. Jim. What you got?
Well, my mission today is try and figure out how to reprogram my AM400. That's to do what they call AMS.
Oh, and the AMS program into AMS software. You just gotta press the little DX button on the left hand side between the volume
computer.
So you see FM or DM with a little line on top of it.
A whole lot easier than start
and back. Depending on how you have your radio set up, it either flash, it'll just stay solid on, and that's AMS mode.
Go ahead, Jeff, and maybe you can explain that better.
I can't say anything. I myself, when it comes to the 400, I just dump it in the software. I use a SIM card that's in it. An SD card, and just dump it in the software and then modify from there. That's the way I do it, but sometimes it's better to start right from scratch, but I don't know. That's me.
All right, well, hey, gentlemen, there are actually too many buttons on my 400 to figure out.
I will definitely say that the menu items in this radio are not the most intuitive things.
That I would agree. I don't go around that. It does so much. There's so much I don't ever use.
All right,
yep.
Gentlemen, can we fly over to 86?
I've actually played with the picture microphone dealio, the microphone that's got the camera on it. And after using it like twice, I was just like, this is a cool feature. Will I ever use it? Probably not.
All right, gentlemen, can we do a fly over to 86?
Thank you.
I can do that for you, Mr.
Jim. See you there. WDADX, this is Y8-6. NADMH,
mobile. NADPC, you listening? Morning, sir. NADMH, Alba.
ADMH, NADPCT, on US-31, heading to Lamson, heading Indian River. I just got off work in Petoskey, and I'm heading home. So just, looks like it's going to be a very, very beautiful day.
You must work night shift then. I am doing the exact opposite. I am actually going to work. And today work is in Gaylord. I'm going to Tego EMS programmer. Over to Hillman, but got a call from the boss and that plans changed. So I get to just program a radio and head back to the shop today.
You work for a radio shop?
Yes, I work for Telerad in Denver City. It's got a few other locations in the southern part of Michigan. Yeah, I work for the Traverse City shop.
What's your call again?
I'm calling it the 48th, myself. actually both worked on a comp car and got her done in about 4 hours combined.
I was having some radio issues with that last transmission. Could you repeat, please?
Yeah, it's no problem. I'm down in, I'm on Alba Highway. It's kind of down in a hole. It's a tough one for this machine sometimes. I know Jeff well. Work with him all the time. team worked this car the past couple days. Done it in 14 hours.
Yeah, I've known Jeff for many years. Grew up in Gaylord, went to school for a little while, and I had the pleasure of speaking to him again a few weeks ago, and it was, hadn't heard him in a long time. It was good to hear his voice, and yeah, and guys do a good job over there at Telerad, and that's like Northern Michigan's go-to radio shop, I guess, NAPZT.
Yep. So it's it's a good gig, and I like work doing what I do. So, and so is Jeff. We both enjoy it, and everything. I like the traveling part too. I don't. The driving doesn't bother me too much, which is good because there's a lot of driving involved.
Roger that. You often have to go to where the radios are installed and doing that. I've gotten into amateur radio DMR a little bit, although of course up here analog is still rather king in some regard. I've been out of the amateur thing for a little while. I just got back in this year and slowly working my way back up to HF. I don't have any gear yet for that, but we're slowly working into it. I'm enjoying the DMR learning curve, and I've gotten reasonably good at it. I can program my radios now, and it's not such an issue. And you know, learn quite a bit. Still learning. Still lots to know. I'm not a technician. Electronic oriented too much relative to the technical side. I can do some programming and that kind of thing, but not a, getting my extra class is going to take a lot of study.
Yeah, that extra class test is ridiculous. I haven't had a chance to take it, and I don't know when I'm going to have a chance. There's a lot of math involved. It's pretty tough. But, DMR up here is kind of, there is a 5 DMR repeater over in Sheboygan, 442-0875, and it's got it. It's only on the MI5 network. Combined network. It has a repeater that's got 3 DMR networks. Staff is on one, Rick on Block 2, and MI5 is on the speaker. And those talkers are on their respective time slots. Talkers as well. If you go to my five their website, you'll see what I'm talking about there. But the one talk he's having some issues. It's got some antenna issues, so it really only works in the immediate downtown area right now. I had a chance to go take a look at it. I'm hoping in the not too distant future we'll be able to figure out what's going on. But if it's an antenna issue for sure, then I don't know if there's a whole lot to do about it right now. But I know it's still on. It just doesn't work real great. It used to do really great, but now it's, something went wrong with it. There's the one in Sheboygan, too, that's only on MI5, and then hopefully in not too long we'll have the one in Mackinac City back online, which will be the same configuration as the one in Petoskey. We've got the hardware to do it, just got to put it all together and get it going, so there you go. And here we are, just now crossing over the Otsego County line. NAPMH, mobile.
NAPZT. Yeah, I was wondering why the Brandmeister repeater up in Max City wasn't working. I've got all that programmed in. I've got all the MI5 channels programmed into. I've had some really good talks on that. That's a really robust network. I enjoy talking on the MFI when I get a chance. But, you know, the fun talk groups are on the TGIF and the Brandmeister side, and you know, I can get in, I can get into the Petoskey machine when I'm, well, I guess in view of the antennas there. I work for a hotel that overlooks that valley, and I can usually, you know, I can get onto the Brandmeister machine when I'm staying in my hotel's parking lot, but I get back up into those hills, you know, it's kind of catch as catch can with that and all that.
Yep. Yeah, the repeater's on Krause Road, like 5 miles southeast of Petoskey. If that, really. Yeah, that, yeah, like I said, it's having antenna issues, so if you're not, like, in the immediate downtown Petoskey area or within, like, or if you can't really see the tower or, you know, whatever, if there's a bunch of hills, or even just, like, one hill, it will not hear you. It's, yeah, like, got to take a look at it and see what's going on. We might be able to swap it to a different antenna if the match is good, but, yeah, it's rather unfortunate because before it was quite and kind of unfortunate. I'm trying to think of what might have happened. But anyway, we'll figure it out at some point. So hopefully you're still hearing me all right. I'm on Elba Road still, but I'm only a couple miles from M32 here. And there's somewhere in here is the crossing point from the 19 over to the 74. And then once I get into downtown Gaylord, it's much better.
Yeah, I had to switch over to the Sheboygan machine, so I'm actually on that one right now. I'm over here at Louis Market in Alliance, and I get some snacks here in the morning usually. And just got paid, so we're going to do that. And PZT. Well, I hope you get the antenna thing figured out there, because that's a, that's a repeater I would love to use on a regular basis. Up in Mackinac City, too, and I kind of put around between there and there, and I'm actually going to be in Gaylord by 11:30 this morning. I got to take a friend of mine to a doctor's appointment. One of my neighbors has to go to a physician, so I'm going to take her down there, and sleep is kind of a foregone conclusion today. I'll have to catch a nap in the afternoon. You know, I got some promises I made to some people, and we want to keep those. And they're in need, and I can give them a little bit of a hand, so it's something I try to do whenever I'm able. And then we go Northern Michigan in the spirit. We've had a great summer. It's been a great summer this year. I'm having a great summer. I work over at Courtyard Marriott. I'm their night auditor. I work Wednesday through Sunday. I'm their full-timer, and that's what I do. So I usually sleep in the daytime, but, you know, usually on paydays, I gotta do business anyway, and half the stuff I need to get into isn't available until, like, 10 o'clock. So I usually don't go to sleep until, like, late in the afternoon, so. But I can leave at 10 o'clock from Indian River and get there quickly. I've got a good car, and it gets me around well.
Yeah, good deal. Yep. I just switched over to the 7-4 because I'm starting to hear it better. So, which reminds me that we also got to go visit that one. It's been a while since we've gone over there. So, anyway. If you haven't caught up on it, I help maintain the machines up that way north. Been doing it for a few years now, and whenever something goes awry, usually I try my best to be pretty quick on fixing it, or I'll help somebody else or walk somebody else through it. And
get it all taken care of. Most of it I can do remotely. If it's like software related, I can log in and reboot something, change configuration all remotely. But if it's hardware related, then that usually requires a site visit. But anyway, good deal on helping out the neighbors there. Always a nice thing to do. I wish I had the time to help my neighbors out more. I'll mow his lawn once in a while on the weekends when I have the chance, but my days are so jam-packed with other things. Like, I got work and, you know, minimum 40 hours a week. Most of the time it's 48 to 50 a week, and then I've got plans jam-packed in there in other spots. There is never a dull moment, I'll tell you what. It's always go, go, go.
Well, kudos to you for helping with this lawn. I love mowing lawns myself. I think it's fun. It's relaxing. I worked for a landscaping company a couple years ago, based out of Boyne City, doing a little bit of extra work. And I enjoyed that. They had some nice equipment I got to use, and got to mow the lawn at a local cemetery. They did that for a little bit. And I eventually phased it out, and I went into my full-time job here with the hotel. And I work with a great team. We just got our third hotel award in the 5 years the thing's been open. So we got a great management team, and I work on the front desk crew, and everybody from the housekeeping to the restaurant to the front desk, we try to do a good job, and overall, I think we do a very, very good job. I'm very happy to be working where I am. This is the most success I've ever had in any job, so, and the longest I've ever had. For me, it's a little bit late in life, but, you know, it's happening now, and I'm just pointing my nose toward the old grindstone, and that's where I'm keeping it for the time being, NAPZT.
Yeah, real good. Hey, I'm going to let you go. I got to start looking for my destination here. This is not one I visit often, and I have to quite heavily rely on the GPS to get me there. So, good to hear you, and hopefully we'll hear you out here again. 73, N8PZT, N8DMH, Mobile Gaylord. 73.
Could I get your first name again?
Yep, name here is Drake, Delta Romeo Alpha Kilo Echo.
All right, Drake, nice to meet you. Name here is Steven, with a PHN. You see, jump around and give him my regards, and I wish you a very good day. It's a pleasure talking with you, very nice conversation. Hope to hear you again soon. If you hear me up, just give a call and be happy to chat for a bit. And I have been out to the Crossroad area, and I wanted to take a look just kind of where everything was, and I did a little two-tracking out there, too. I found some roads. It's kind of fun. You know, I stayed on the main road. I'm not going to pop out there, but I don't know if anyone's going out there sometime. I wouldn't mind eyeballing the equipment. I haven't done that in a while. So, but nice to know you're maintaining everything, and I look forward to hearing everything when it gets up in Max City and everything else. So we'll be listening for it. You have a good day. I hope everything goes well with your client. And have a pleasant trip back when you're done. NAPZT, 73.
WDATX, KI7QMD. KI7QMD Mobile.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, on the lake.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Yeah, I'm almost to work. I was just going to say a quick hi to Jeff. I noticed he was behind me in Charlevoix, so, I figured I'd try the 86, and then I went over to the 19, and, he must be on the phone or something, but, just saying hi and good morning, so I will do that with you then. So I'm pulling into harbor right now, so I am off to work. It is the big regatta party tonight, so I got to go get everything ready to go and find a place to park my car so I can make a quick exit. So, any case, good talking to you. 73, Jim. You have a good rest of the day. I'll be coming home late. Maybe I'll catch you in the evening.
All right, sir. Well, let's talk later. I've got a story about San Diego for you. Hey, well, according to anybody out there on the network, Alpha Charlie Delta Golf. Name is Jim.
W8VPN, this is K8SJA.
Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo Yankee, Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo Yankee, calling from the Emergency Operations Center in Grayling for a radio check for the Emergency Operations Center for the canoe race on the Mount Tom repeater. This is Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo Yankee, the name is Alan.
Station calling, you've got a good signal. Loud and clear, W8VET mobile.
Outstanding, outstanding. This is Alan, Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo Yankee, getting set up for the canoe race down here at the Emergency Operations Center downtown Grayling. So copy you, Lima Charlie as well. Going to be setting up and be running the canoe race Saturday night from here as well. I'll be running comms. And who do I have on the other end? This is Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo Yankee.
Yeah, very good. This is Mike, located southern Oscoda County. W8VET, Whiskey 8, Victor Echo Tango. Yeah, sounds good there. Good luck with that. I don't think I'll be working it this year. I have before, but I have family from out of town, out of state in the area, and I think I'll be spending time with them. Go ahead.
That's outstanding. Very good. All right, well, 7-3 is to you, and like I said, we'll be taking over the frequency about maybe 1,800 or 1,900 hours on Saturday night. So, all right, well, just keep it up, and good to talk to you. Thank you very much for this feedback. 7-3, you later, I'll probably you.
Yeah, copy that. Good luck to you, and hopefully it goes smooth. I appreciate it. W8VET, I'll be listening.
And ATMH, mobile dealer.
November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel, Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform. Good morning, Drake.
Hi, Toby. What's going on over there?
Did I lose you, Drake?
No, I'm here.
So, what's he doing? Heading back to Traverse?
Yep, I just got done over at Gaylord, and I'm headed back to the shop.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm just sitting out here on the side deck. I heard you, and I have trouble getting out in the house because of the windows, so I thought I'd come outside and all the aluminum blocks my signal. So, you got an early day today? You get off early?
I don't know if it's going to happen today. We'll see. It depends on where I'm at for hours. I haven't really taken a super close look at it yet.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, how am I sounding? Am I too loud?
You sound fine. You're not loud or anything. The way that patch is actually set up is... Once if audio levels reach a certain point, it'll actually automatically kind of turn it down. It prevents any digital traffic from over deviating over to analog, and it does the same thing with analog going over to digital. It keeps everything around the same level because you can't. There isn't really a set deviation level on digital. It's just kind of whatever. So yeah, there's a gain adjustment on. on the patch so that way it doesn't get unbearable at times.
Okay. Okay, understandable. I'm still learning this. Yeah, so, no, I'm kind of liking this radio so far. You know, the only digital channel I have in here is this one. I still got to get some more in, but I got to get with Joe and get the proper names, how to set them up into the talk group zone there, and like the 4425 state, or 12345, I think there's five different for statewide or local or whatever Joe told me, and then I got to get your two for the MI5 statewide 1 and 2 in here, so, you know, those are the ones I've looked at that I would probably use more.
Yeah, good deal. Actually, probably either today or tomorrow, I was going to send him the code plug I've got for one of those. I've got a pretty large code plug with the roaming setup in it, so that way it's got all the talk groups and everything that the repeaters support, plus the MI5, and it does the roaming because those repeaters are set up for roaming. It'll do that, and it'll automatically switch between the repeaters based on which one's got the best signal and which one actually hears you the best and everything. So, I just got to get him that code plug, and I got to put a few updates into it. Yeah, good deal on all that. I don't know how long I'll have the machine here. I'm on my way out of gate here, and it gets a little interesting.
So far, yeah, and I guess they're getting ready for the Savo Canoe Marathon, so it's going to be busy on here probably tomorrow night. So, you know, they're setting up today, all that. So it's good to have this. It's another tool for me to get out with instead of just Fusion all the time. And I expand my digital horizon. So, yeah. Okay, Drake Lumble, let's get back to driving. And good to talk to you, sir. Always a pleasure. And hope you have a good weekend. November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel, Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform, 73.
Yep, have a good one, Toby. Good to hear you're enjoying the radio. 73, NATMH, Mobile, Gaylord.
NATMH, Mobile.
Good morning, Drake. How are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, John. We're headed down to Manistee.
Ah, at work. You know, I hadn't heard you for, what, about a month or so, and I was starting to wonder if you changed jobs and weren't on the road anymore.
Oh, I'm out here daily. Then you're probably just not catching me at just the right time, then.
I think that's part of it, and lately, you know, we have our canoe marathon coming up this weekend, so I've been kind of busy with that, so probably just didn't think.
Yeah, that'll probably do it. But anyway, yep, headed down to Manistee to got a service call with the dial-a-ride down there that our TrueFleet tracking system isn't working. So I'm going to go figure out why and then get that all going. And yeah, so I was supposed to actually go all the way out to Hillman this morning, but customer called early and then they were like, yeah, let's do a different day. Good thing I had another stop over in Gaylord. I was only in Mancelona, so it wasn't out of the way. So I just went to Gaylord and then came back here, and then we got the service call.
Well, that's interesting. The dial-a-ride, I take it the dispatcher can look at a screen and see where all the buses are?
Correct, and it uses the their radios to grab the GPS location for each bus. So it actually all uses their radio system, and it's pretty cool because it's just a conventional, you know, Moto Turbo DMR repeater
and then you can use slot 1 for the GPS data, and then slot 2 for the voice traffic, and it can do all of the bus radios can, you know, communicate with the repeater with their GPS position as a voice call is happening simultaneously. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. What kind of frequency are they operating on? What, I'm kind of curious, you know, always interested in electronics. But believe it or not, a little over 40 years ago, I drove a dial-a-ride. So you can see, I can look back and say, well, I remember how it used to be.
Yeah, they're running UHF, somewhere around 453 megahertz, something like that. Can't say that would be my first choice for the terrain they've got there, but I mean, it still works pretty great. It still works fine for what they're doing. I think they were analog with all Vertex, I believe, a while back. They've been doing the Moto Turbo with the GPS tracking for probably 10 years at least now.
10 years, boy. Yeah, when I was there, I think they were using Motorola, and I think it was around 40 megahertz. You know, somewhere down there, the low band VHF. I think the sheriff was using that too at the time. And then a little later on, they went to VHF here. The sheriff, that is. I don't know about dial-a-ride. I haven't really tracked or kept up with them at all.
Yeah, I believe Manistee dial-a-ride was also. They still have some of their low band stuff. Of course, there's not a whole lot that us hams can do with that low band stuff, because, well, those radios, depending on what you get, they won't play nicely if you bring them up to 6 meters, and they definitely will not play nice on 10 meters, so they're kind of useless for us.
Yeah, I thought there was a thing where you could move them, some units, you could move to, like, 6 meters. But, you know, it depends on the unit and that. Roscommon there for a while had some old VHF low band. In fact, I think they had two radios in that category, and they set it up as a 6-meter repeater. I don't know. I think it died on them not too long after they tried it, but they fixed it up and they got it going, and it fizzled out.
Hello, WHRPM.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning. You know, when, this is really going back a ways, but when Consumers Energy got rid of their low-band stuff out of their Jackson headquarters, we were able to acquire the majority of the Midland mobile equipment, and that was all very easily moved to 6 meters, and almost any of the 6-meter FM stuff that I have is still from there. And then that kind of indoctrinated all of us into the Midland family. So we went from the Syntec 1s, which were EEPROM programmable, to the Syntec 2 family, which was PC programmable. And almost all of us are still running all of that equipment. So some of the Max tracks can go to 6. Most of the Midland stuff can, but I'm sure you guys are talking about much newer equipment.
Yeah, some of the, if I stumble upon any low band stuff, it's usually 50s and stuff like that. We rarely see Max tracks anymore, mainly because everything's got to be narrow band now. And that stuff doesn't do narrowband, it's only wideband, so there you go. All right, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm just about to drop down into a hole here in Benzie County, so I'm not going to have the repeater for much longer. NACMH Mobile.
Well, have a good day, Drake, and a good weekend. NYSS.
73 to Drake. Nope. R. PM, NH. Is it N8 YSS?
Didn't I buy a radio from you?
Quite likely. Actually, it was probably a radio I was selling from an estate, more likely, but I was probably at the table.
Now, are you a member of the Gaylord Club?
I am. I think I've actually attended one meeting. I just paid dues to help them with the repeater.
Well, I've attended way more than one, but probably not attended one in the last. I think I bought sure I have this right at all, but I think I bought my monoband VHF Fusion Mobile from you, I think.
I'm just trying to think. Monoband Fusion. I only had one of those, and I'm trying to think. You might have sold it to you, because I got that when Fusion was fairly, well, it was about 4 years ago or so, and there were some people on there that I wasn't particularly happy with, so I wasn't too happy with the Fusion mode at that time. It's like, I don't really like to, you know, it's like you go into a bad restaurant and you don't really want to go back, so I sold it off. But I thought I sold it to KC90N, I thought. I might be wrong. That's like 4 years or so ago.
Yes, that would be it. And you and I think we met in a parking lot somewhere in town, maybe Walmart, I don't know. But yes, I think it's an SP3200, if I remember correctly. And if I didn't buy it from you, I bought it from Barry. But, you know Barry, so I could be completely confused. But you're called.
Okay, every now and then you drop out. Is your name Ron?
County, and then I got to go back to my office, and I got other stuff to do this afternoon, and then I got a meeting tonight, and it's just not how I wanted to spend my Friday.
Is your name Ron?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, I think I remember that, because we met in the... It was in in Petoskey. And I remember you also had a dog at the time you wanted to get rid of.
I'm facetious because January, and then we still have the other one, and plus we've added another one since then. But it might. But yeah, that's kind of sounding right. Murray's the first to go.
Yeah, you're dropping out quite a bit. I'm only getting about a quarter of that, if that. But yeah, I remember that. Maybe I'm down to mention that I think I did sell it to you. And the radio I got was from Barry. You know, he's an interesting friend to have, because he'll get something and he decides he doesn't like it and gives you a good price on it. And, you know, so, if you get some equipment that's fairly new, he's a good friend to have.
Pretty much a grayling now. Alright, well, I'm on a final approach here for where I need to be. But, you know, like I said, you're calling your voice for familiar, so I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I didn't get much out of that. I got grayling, and it sounds familiar, but yeah, I think you're right, because I think you bought the radio. I'm pretty sure that, or I think I agree with you. I said you probably bought that radio from me. I was thinking I sold it to John, but maybe I didn't. And I think we've worked a couple of test sessions together, too. It's been a while. So anyway, 7-3, have a good day. Good catching up with you again. Any YSS? At my base station and not mobile for a change.
Like I said, I'm mobile around the
Levering Road, I-75 area. And I should not be weak into the 7-4. I mean, I probably better into the 5-1-1, but I should not be weak into the 7-4. So I don't know if something's going on at the site or what. But
all right, yeah, that's definitely me. I think we were at Selfridge together. I'm sorry, at the Grayling together on the base in the summer. And maybe a couple of sessions at the swaps. So. All right, 73. Have a good day, W8RPM.
Yep, Camp Grayling. For the, was the Michigan Defense Force, was there. We were out in the tent. It didn't put us in a building. I remember that. And it might have been a swap, because I occasionally do, I guess you could say, cameo appearances for a test session. So, yeah, you're, that one was 100%. I think something happened there. You got in the right spot or something. Anyway, have a good day. NEYSS, 73.
Hello, world. W8RPM Mobile.
Well, good afternoon, Raoul. How are you today?
KFPW. Hey, the psychic hotline must be working. I drove by your house earlier on my way to Levering. All right, I'm just driving by the site, coming back the long way from Sheboygan. Oh, what's new with you?
Oh, on the way home from tire dealer, got him rotated. And picked up some castle nuts for my boat trailer. Rebuilding the axles. Had to get new hubs and bearings and everything. And the nuts were kind of buggered up, so I got some new ones.
Gotcha. I was out right almost at the 326 exit with a client. Then I had to go into town and came back down 33 to Hackleberg, so go home and let the dogs out for a while, hang around, and got a 7 o'clock meeting. Not how I intended on spending my Saturday or my Friday, but hopefully tomorrow I'll actually get some free time, tomorrow or Sunday.
Boy, I had a busy week. My son and family from Florida was up. We spent some days with them, then they went to the UP, and then they come back, and we spent another day with them. Doctor's appointments, blood draws. Next Friday, we got an appointment at U of M, so we got to go down Thursday. Probably going to Ron's tomorrow. Her dad is not able to do too much anymore, so we're going to up there, and I usually do a bunch of little chores and stuff while I'm there. Have dinner and head home. Christy's doing better. She actually drove the other day, first time in 16 months. And Wednesday, she actually made it down the basement stairs and did some wash and felt fantastic about being able to be useful again. So she made it up and down the stairs about four or five times, and then yesterday all her leg muscles and her butt muscles were sore.
Yeah, but that's a good kind of sore, you know. When you're actually making progress and accomplishing stuff, that's a great feeling. And hopefully that just continues, so. But yeah, I was just with the doctor on Wednesday in Petoskey. I had to go get poked on Tuesday and go visit on Wednesday, but all's well. Everything was good. PA that I saw said, whatever it is you're doing, just keep doing it. So, okay, I'll take that as a, I guess I'll take that as a compliment. I don't know. You know, I kind of came this way on purpose because the the little Pigeon River store is supposed to be back open, the one across from the campground. So, gonna check that out on my way home.
Oh, all right. So they got the fire store back open and rebuilt, the one that burned. Have you been in there since? In Indian River?
Oh, Pat and Gary's, yeah. Pat and Gary's one. Yeah, it's funny. I don't even think it was the same contractor. I think it's sort of coincidence. But the if you go inside of a trading post, you know, the Shell Station McDonald's, if somebody were to drop you through the ceiling and you didn't know which store you were in, they look amazingly alike. A lot of the same fixtures and shelving and that kind of jazz. So it is kind of weird. And it looks like that store is not open yet. But yeah, we're in there fairly regularly. It's great to, you know, just pop in for stuff, but my God, a gallon of milk in there is $6, so they only get select portions of my business.
I hear you. Well, gas is cheaper here at our gas station. It's $3.95, but up in Sheboygan, they're $3.99. Ouch.
Yeah, I think it's just taking advantage of the tourists with it being peak season. There was a day not too long ago where gas was $3.79 here in by me, and it was $3.17 in Gaylord that same day. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. I think I heard about that. All right. Well, I'm just pulling up to the house here. Go in and see if Christy woke up from her nap yet. And find out if we're going to go to her dad's tomorrow or not. Other than that, we're doing good. She's getting better every day.
Good to know. Good to know. Good to hear. Newberry Swap is, I think, the 3rd, October 3rd, August 3rd, excuse me. I have an obligation and can't go, otherwise I would. I was mad that I wasn't able to make it down to Monroe on Father's Day. Already plotting and planning for both Findlay and Fort Wayne. So, but if you see Ron, tell him I said hello. And, we'll catch up soon. Glad it's all still good news. Talk to you later, WHRPM, about 5 miles from home.
How are you, sir? 73. Good to hear you. KSBW.
KCHTBS, listen.
This is Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Yankee, testing repeater. We'll be clear.
KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 145-19 link system.
Whiskey Charlie 9 India, WC9I, Southwestern Arizona, listening.
Kilo India 7, Quebec Mike Delta, station listening from Southern Arizona. Good evening.
Well, good evening. Name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and we're located near Rural Arizona. We're about 30 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border and about 39 miles east of the California-Arizona border, where it is about a quarter to six in the afternoon. Back to you. And come back with your call slower, please.
Oh, yes. Kilo India 7, Quebec Mike Delta. Name is Rick, R-I-C-K. Good evening. I'm formerly from Arizona. Been here for about 6 years in Michigan, but I came to Michigan after being in Arizona for 20 years. So Phoenix for a while, Gilbert for a while, and now I'm in Michigan. Nice to meet you. I'm on my way home after a large company promotional event.
Okay, Rick, very good. And we are about 30 miles east of Yuma, Arizona. I'm sure you know where that's at. Wasn't too bad today, about 114 with his humidity's up. You know, we get that moisture out of the Gulf of California down there in Mexico. It's shoving up in here at the moment. So in the mornings, it was about 90 degrees and 50% humidity. So it wasn't very pleasant here today there, Rick. Back to you.
Yeah, you can get a little more humidity down that area. I used to head up into the mountains a lot in the summer, and it was fun to watch the monsoons come in below me as they blew through Phoenix. It was kind of fun. But, yep, Iron 13, that's not too bad. I was in a greenhouse one summer trying to fix the fans at about 113, so but the humidity certainly doesn't help. Oh, boy. Well, I've got to make a pit stop at a bank here and get my wife some money for tomorrow, so it is good to talk to you. It's always a pleasure. Going to wish you a 73, and I'm going to head for the hills, KR7QMD. Back to listening.
Okay, Rick, been a pleasure talking with you, too. Hopefully we'll run into you again. So KI7QMD, this is WC9I, Southwestern Arizona, will be off and clear. 73s.
Hey, good evening. This is Alpha Charlie Davis Jim. Heather Dave.
There was a station calling. Come back again. This is WC9I.
My name is Jim, Juliet India Mike, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Good evening, sir.
Okay, Jim, I think you said AC8 DG. I'm probably wrong. I'm not used to an A call. So you must have had that quite a while there, Jim. Back to you.
Well, you were absolutely correct. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. but I was kind of interested. You said you were only 30 miles north of Mexico. How close were you to Tucson?
Arizona is a very big state. I would guess a couple hundred miles at least there, Jim. Back to you.
Hey, well, that's very cool. I kind of was interested because when I was down there, I worked at a copper mine. It's huge.
Okay, I know where you were at. Ajo, down on the border, used to have a copper mine. I don't think they are running that anymore. In Marinci, they are still running that one. That's up further in the state, and it is huge, like you say. Back to you, Jim.
All right, well, I lived up in Falstaff, which is probably 200-300 miles north of where you are.
Okay, yes, and it snows up there too. Down here it does not snow at all. They grow most of the winter lettuce for the United States right down here where we're at. And we enjoy it down here though. We are retired farmers from northeastern Indiana, retired about a year ago. And just built a new home down here. We've been coming down to Yuma since 02, so very, very familiar with everything here. So that's the story here, Jim. Back to you.
Hey, well, that's very cool. Indiana, I used to work in northern Indiana also. I've got a story. Have you ever heard of popcorn?
Okay, you cut out on that word. Try it one more time.
All right, have you ever heard about Oliver Red Popcorn?
Orville Redenbacher Popcorn, of course. popcorn used to be more grown in Indiana than any other state in the Union. So, yes, know all about it over by Valparaiso. Back to you, Jim.
All right, well, I met him, believe it or not, in San Diego. Oliver Redenbacher's popcorn, and I met him in San Diego. How's that?
There you go. That's been probably a lot of years ago because he's been gone for quite a while there, Jim. Very good. Okay, I'm going to jump out of here. My wife brought me a big bowl of ice cream. So I better get it going before it melts in this heat. So been a pleasure talking with you there, Jim. So AC8DG, I like your last two letters. That's my initials. So you have a great day there, Jim. This will be WC9I Southwestern Arizona. Will be off and clear on your final there, Jim. 73s.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in here on our Northern Michigan network. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, 73, sir. And have a great day.
KI7QMD Mobile on the Link system. Good evening, Jim.
Hey, well, welcome back from the store or wherever you were at. And I've got a couple questions for you, story about San Diego.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I lost you earlier today. There was a lot of traffic on the radio, and I had dual channels on, I lost you going into Harbor Springs. So I apologize, but go ahead. I'm heading home from Harbor Springs right now.
All right. Well, I'll give you three options. Would you like the one about the agricultural stop station, or would you like the one about UDT, underwater demolition train?
Oh, UDT sounds interesting tonight.
All right. Well, it's technically not in San Diego. It's across the bridge from San Diego. It was very interesting.
Well, I take it you were on the Navy base, the bridge then.
Well, yes, there is actually three different bases in San Diego. And so, yes, I was on the one that is just south of the bridge.
Well, I'm curious, were you taking underwater demolition training, or were you teaching it?
Well, technically I can't answer that statement, but I was taking it.
Oh, okay. So, what's the story? I'd like to hear the rest of the story.
Well, I was just talking to a gentleman from Arizona, and Oliver Redenbacher's popcorn is actually the story.
Oh, I remember that stuff. Is that still out there? Do they still sell that? He was a kind old man. I remember his commercials on television.
Well, I would say yes. He was definitely a kind old man, but he used to run up and down the coast they called it the Silver Strand, which is not really San Diego, but it's kind of across the bridge from San Diego.
Oh, okay. So did he live out that way?
Well, when I was there, kind of, yes. There's a very famous hotel. I think it's called Delmonico or something like that, which is very interesting. But it's on the film there. Now, I was doing the courses down there. I really can't describe that.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, it's a Hotel Del Coronado. I think I went there for Thanksgiving dinner or something one time. Quite a posh place. It was fun, right on the water there, overlooking a little bay. That's a nice area. I remember that quite well.
I think you are absolutely correct. Coronado. That was and it was a very posh resident.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about demolition training like my demolition training. First time with dynamite was kind of interesting.
Well, I learned about what they call demo cord, which is kind of this cord that you kind of ignite. It's very, very exciting.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe you're talking about death cord. I think it burns 1,000 feet per second, doesn't it?
The repeater hung up.
Kind of sounds like something locked up on the somebody's transmitting on the repeater. It's just a lot of static. I heard you say the repeater hung up. You still there, Jim? KI7 QMD Mobile.
All right, very clear. Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Golf. Yes, you were absolutely correct. The demo court.
So, when I lived in Colorado, I made friends with a gentleman that ran a tourist mine called the Phoenix Mine. And he and his family owned about 40 mines in Idaho Springs area. I volunteered to go up on the weekends, and I didn't work the tourist mine, but of these 40 mines, his son and I would explore and assay the gold veins in these mines to see what their value was. I did that for a couple of years. It was kind of fun.
All right, I like the term assay. Did you ever find any gold or silver? I'm not too sure what was out there.
Well, there was a lot of both. We did some exploratory tunnels in the Phoenix mine, and we were picking up gold at about a quarter ounce per ton of overburden. There were a few silver mines, but silver prices back then were below the cost of production, so we didn't really get too interested in silver. We used to get to his father would buy out the contents of mines that were being closed down, and we used to get to go in other people's mines and take out the piping and ventilation systems and just about anything that was left in the mines. And I got to go into some pretty interesting mines up in the town of Central City, which I think at one time they called it the richest square mile on Earth.
All right. Well, it's very interesting because the last time I assayed a mine, I was looking for gold, and at that time, gold was $5 per ounce once you got it out or refined.
Yeah, that's pretty low prices back then. If you had found a bunch and hung onto it, you'd be quite rich. It was an interesting part-time dude. It was like a volunteer thing, but we put in a cable system to remove oil from the top of a hill. We added on to the terrace mine. There was a mine across the street. We put in an air rail system for ore cars. I got to learn how to drill and blast with both dynamite and ammonium nitrate. I used old-fashioned fuses with blasting caps and squibs and electric blasting caps and non-electric fuses and delayed fuse delays and all kinds of crazy stuff. It was quite an education.
All right. Well, to give you an estimate of when I was out there, I had to get down to and there was a bomber that blew up a building down in Oklahoma City. So I was ordered down there.
wow. Yeah. So the first time they introduced me to dynamite, they had a bunch of old stuff they were trying to get rid of, and they were blasting a tunnel in a kind of a strange area of the mine, and they forgot to bring, it was an old fuse, and they forgot to bring something to light it with, and they had death cord that they were banging out with some rocks to try to get it to light the fuses, and the fuses looked really short to me, and I started getting nervous. This is the first time in front of a whole wall of dynamite. So I said, I'm just going to start up now, and I left, and I got to the ladder coming out of it was a vertical rise you had to climb up out of this area, and I got to that ladder, and I got quite a good pace coming up, got myself winded, and I think I was up on the surface waiting for these guys for probably 10, 12 minutes before they walked up slowly, and they kind of laughed at me, and then the dynamite went off later on, you know, so it was, I had plenty of time, but it shook me a little bit seeing all that dynamite.
Yeah, my only experience with actual dynamite was, have you ever heard of the Donner Pass in, it's kind of between California and Utah, that's the Donner Pass.
Yep, I was actually on that in a blizzard, so yes, I know all about Donner Pass and all the stories that go with it. Yes, that was... That's a crazy area.
Yeah, my only experience with dynamite was over there, because I between Sparks, Nevada, and California, that's actually where I learned how to ski.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, you would have... You would have really liked to meet this guy. The guy that owned the mine, his name was Al Mosh. His son, Dave Mosh, was a mining engineer. Dave's mom was a geologist. And Al was an old-time hard rock miner. One of his jobs was that I think it was Martin Marietta. He wrote a couple books. I think I still have them somewhere. But he didn't write a book about this. But one of his jobs is in Martin Marietta, and he was an inspector. He was the last guy to touch the oxygen canister that was on Apollo 13 that failed. He was the inspector. He said when it left Martin Marietta, it was in good condition. He believed that. Somebody dropped it at NASA before they put it in the ship.
All right, so that would be a good story also. And let me tell you one more story. This is actually from Indiana.
Well, you go right ahead.
Well, my first job as an engineer, I had to write the manuals on what they call the Whiting Refinery. And boy, that took me probably almost a year.
Wow. What was the subject again? You were a little garbled there. Did you say something about lighting? L-I-G-H-T-I-N-G?
No. Whiting. It starts with a W.
Okay. So it was about the whiting, and then the next word was?
Well, the next word is the Whiting Refinery.
Oh, okay. About a year it took to write that. That must have been a bit of work.
It Well, it paid the bills because the engineering firm was actually paying me.
This is KI7QM D-Mobile on 14519. I'm going up the hill towards Mancelona. I don't know. Maybe I'm losing the signal on this repeater.
No, you sound good, but can I give you another story about San Diego?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'd love to hear it.
Well, this one is Death Valley, and US 15 goes between Las Vegas and kind of near, kind of through Death Valley.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
All right, well, there's an agricultural stop station about halfway between Las Vegas and the coast there. And I got stopped because I had an apple.
I'll be darned, yeah. My wife and I used to call those guys the fruit police. We used to get stopped all the time. We never had anything of interest, but yeah, I remember those guys. Do they still do that?
I'm not too sure whether they still do it, but when I got stopped, I had one apple, and I had to authorize it for destruction. How's that?
Yeah, those guys in California are afraid of everything. They probably thought you were going to ruin their whole apple crop. they're pretty strict about stuff like that.
All right, sir. Well, that's one of my stories about San Diego. So, hey, 73s, have a great evening.
Well, I'm gonna wish you a 73. I got, as we get on the subject of Al, there's one more story about old Al that you probably will enjoy.
Please go ahead and tell me the story.
So Al told me about the time when he was young. And it was the beginning of the nuclear age, and they started the hunt for uranium. And he was in a team of individuals that they flew out into, I think he said Utah, on helicopters, and they dropped him off for like a week at a time with Geiger counters to go looking for uranium. So they left him out there to take what they could and live off the land, and they'd come back and pick him up later. But he said he spent weeks roaming around the hillsides of Utah area looking for uranium. So I figured in your field, you'd find that was kind of interesting.
All right, well, I actually never was down in that area of Utah, but have you ever heard of Stanford, Washington? That was where they, I really can't explain what they did up there.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I worked with a gentleman from Washington, so, yeah, another interesting area. But anyway, I know you probably got better things to do, and I gotta turn off at Mancelona, and my ATM stop didn't work out so good, so I gotta stop at one that actually works. So I'm gonna wish you a 73, Jim, and it's good talking to you. You got me home, almost home, and most of my drive here. So thanks for the conversation. It's always a pleasure. KI-7273, sir. You have a great evening.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. And I always like stories about my adventures and your adventures. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf 73.